On 11.16 SEN, the ultimate rap with Tony Shebeki. Hey.
Twenty to ten here on the ultimate rap. George Dunnington joining me as well in the studio. And George, we were talking about netball before. Let's talk a little bit more about it as we catch up with Michael Hutchison from Netball Scoop. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are we?
Very well,
mate,
thank you.
We're good. And before you jump up and say the Vixens did lose, it's okay. A loss this time is key because all the players will reassess. You betcha. In the words of Paul Keating, it's the one they had to have. Yeah.
Look, I probably wouldn't agree with that. But go ahead. They've got another week to redeem themselves, I guess, in the prelim final this week.
Just watch.
The scores were the Lightning 56 defeating the Vixens 55. The Giants against the Magpies, it was 52-51. So one goal separating both games. The Magpies now out of finals contention. The Giants go on to play the Vixens, the Lightning through to the final.
Yeah, they do. I think it probably went to script. I think Netball Australia would be rubbing their hands with glee to be able to get to one goal games with that. And perhaps probably a little bit unexpected. I think a lot of people thought the Magpies would probably hit their straps and, you know, had found their starting seven heading into the semi-final. And likewise, the Vixens, you know, hosting a home final that people probably would have thought that the Vixens would have come through as well. So the two, I guess, sort of upsets in a sense, I think that, you know, keeps the competition really interesting.
It will be very interesting next week. And I hope you can ring up and we can chat about it again.
Oh, look, my voice might be shot next week.
Take us through it is the inaugural year of this competition here in Australia after having been with New Zealand for so long. It would seem from the crowd numbers that interest hasn't
quite peaked,
yeah,
has it?
Well, it hasn't got right to the top, but it hasn't been disastrous either, I don't think.
No, I think the crowds have been pretty solid. I think there'll be a lot of tinkering and thought going in from Netball Australia into next year. I think the time slots probably didn't work for a lot of people as well. 8:45 on a Saturday night when you've got young kids who've probably been out playing netball on Saturday, you know, all day, and then to head into the city for, you know, a game or two, if it's a doubleheader, that's probably been a bit tough. And yesterday's time slot at 4:00 probably wasn't ideal either for Melbourne, because I think there was less than 4,000 at Margaret Court yesterday. So, but yeah, there's lots of tinkering to be done with the competition, and I'm sure next year will be even better.
What about the TV numbers? If we haven't got those the ground or the attendance records sorted, what about the TV feedback? Has it been positive? Have the numbers there grown?
Netball Australia have been really pleased with the numbers, and I guess being on GEM and being able to be streamed worldwide with the Netball Live app, that has opened up a whole new audience, I guess, for the sport, which has been really good. I think if netball is really going to survive in this country and really push through that professionalism barrier in terms of remuneration for the players, then it's going to need to be shown on free-to-air. So step by step, I think there's certainly a big leap in improvement this year, and certainly having the grand final being able to be shown live on Nine on the 17th of June is another big milestone for the sport too.
Were you impressed by the Giants' comeback?
Yeah, I was. I wasn't unsurprised. I think Christina Bryce, that was her first full game for the Giants this season. It was probably a little bit of a rabbit out of the hat from Julie Fitzgerald, but that paid dividends, and moving Susan Pettit to wing attack, who has, for her whole career, you know, 12 years at the elite level playing in the goal circle, to move out to wing attack, and for that to prove fruitful for them, I think that was clever coaching from Julie. But it was a seesawing game, so it was really whoever was going to be in front of the scoreboard when 60 minutes was up, rather than a team that was really going to run away with it. Collingwood led by a couple of goals with 7 minutes to go, and then only scored 3 goals in the last 7 minutes, and the Giants scored 10. So there were certain times throughout the game I thought the Magpies probably took the foot off the pedal a little bit, and probably needed to continue to, you know, go for the intercepts, go for the deflections, try and continue to turn over ball rather than save the game for themselves, and that's probably where they lost it.
Yeah, it certainly didn't. It's been a great comeback also by the Giants, who, of course, lost their captain, Kim Green, earlier on in the season with an ACL injury, and to lose a star player like that and still get yourself this deep into the series.
They've probably got a T-shirt underneath their outfits, and it's got, "We're doing it for Kim."
Yeah, possibly. Well, they could have two.
It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, they've thrown a couple of players in there, Taylor Davies and Sarah Wall, since Kim's injury, and Susan Pettit's probably suited there most, and it's certainly fit enough and experienced enough to run out the game at wing attack, and certainly by, you know, being a shooter herself, she knows how the ball, she likes to receive the ball as a shooter, and that's held her in good stead to be able to feed, you know, two shooters in the circle.
Great to catch up, Michael. We'll do it again next week when we talk about the grand final.
Yeah, and the Vixens will be there. Can't wait.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
You better.
Fingers crossed. Good on you, mate. Thanks, Michael Hutchinson. I nearly called him Michael Hutchinson. A little bit of a faux pas. Joining us from Netball Scoop.
What, he can sing, can he?
Well, I don't know. We didn't ask him, did we?